y'all. My name is Alexa Blumberg, and I'm a senior at Lake Highlands High School. I grew up in a Christian home my entire life, and I believed in Jesus at a young age. Ever since then, my relationship with him has been growing stronger, even in unexpected ways. So tonight, I'm talking about God's sovereignty in my life. So around 2 months ago, I don't know why or whatnot, but I just started feeling upset, like my mind never stopped. It felt like a pinball machine 24/7, except when I was sleeping. I felt anxious all of the time, and I didn't even know what for. Because of that became the feeling of isolation, and from that came sadness. My mind started filling up with lies, and I was angry at God for letting me feel this way all the time. All I wanted was to feel normal again, to feel happy, to be able to genuinely smile and not be so emotionally exhausted all the time. I felt so alone, and nobody knew what I was going through. Nobody could understand, but a lot of my friends did notice that I wasn't myself, so more lies flooded in my mind. Like I'm not my normal self unless I'm happy and unless I'm smiling. I felt like I had to perform to be liked because I wasn't really trying, and I felt like all of my relationships were going away. I didn't want to trust God. I prayed all of the time, and I felt nothing. I felt distance from God. I felt unloved. I felt lonely. And so I decided that I hated his plan and just wanted to be happy again. I remember thinking all the things that could possibly make me happy in the moment, but knowing in the long run they wouldn't work. I knew Christ was the only way, but I didn't know how to trust in him when I wasn't getting what I wanted when I wanted it, and I felt like I was suffering so much. Worry is believing God isn't going to get something right, and my desire of what I wanted over trusting in this sovereignty of God was causing me to become bitter and anxious. I had talked about this a lot, and the night before I left for a big drill team trip to Italy, I went over to my small group leader's house and talked to her. As I was talking, she wrote down a list of lies that I was believing in my head and telling myself. A few she wrote were, I want happiness over God, I'm insecure, I'm alone, I'm not loved unless I am a happy self, I have to feel God to know he's there, I don't want to wait on God's plan, I need to be happy. And then she told me I had to disprove all of these with scripture. And so I spent a ton of time on that 10-hour flight, and it was really worth every second. Instead of having my mind filled with lies, it was being filled with truth. Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. And Philippians 4:8 are some great verses I use to combat these lies. But one of the more difficult tasks was realizing God is good. God does love me, and I am not alone. Romans 8:28 says, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God has plans for me to prosper and not to harm me. I was learning that my ways are not always right. I was learning how prideful I was because I wanted things to go my way and how dependent I was on the circumstances versus being content in any situation. God was teaching me to trust in him even when he didn't move the mountains I was asking him to move in that moment. But I have learned, even if I can't see the good in my circumstances or even feel the good, I can trust in his plan and what I know to be true. God was teaching me to rely on him for strength because mine has never been and never will be enough. I was being forced to learn that every day is a new day, and I cannot worry about the future because each day I'm given my daily bread, and each day I have to walk with Christ for every second of it and not just ask him for help, but then rely on my own strength. God is sovereign. He takes messes and makes beautiful things out of them. He loves you and wants what is best for you and all the others that he loves. Take heart. He has overcome the world. His truth, like in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has seized you except for what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but he will also provide a way out when you are tempted so that you can stand up under it. And be comforted by another verse, Philippians 1:6. I am sure of this. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. God sovereignly allowed me to walk through a time of sadness and confusion to allow me to see more of who he is and trust in him more deeply. God sovereignly allowed his word, his people, and the Holy Spirit to grow me in my walk with him. And God sovereignly chose you to be here tonight. If God is for us, who can be against us? And from all of this, I've accumulated many quotes and many Bible verses. So one that really stood out to me was, I realized the deepest spiritual lessons are not learned by his letting us have what we want, but by his making us wait, bearing with us in love and patience until we are able to honestly pray what he taught his disciples to pray, thy will be done. For me, I did not get what I wanted, and I did not get anything when I wanted it. I had to bear some pain. I tried to bear it on my own, but when my prideful and stubborn heart finally learned to lean on Christ, I started to learn patience, and I began to trust in his perfect will that he had been teaching me all along. I'm still not perfect, and I still struggle with days or weeks like this, but I'm constantly reminded of truth and his unending love for me. Every emotion, every struggle, every adventure is just a season in this short life we have to live. There will be an end to your struggles one day when we meet eternal life in heaven with Christ. You can have hope. He is the only hope we have. My happiness is failing, and it might not always last. It is not certain, but my joy in Christ is, and my hope in him is also. Thank you.